Live from the basement, it's Building a Better Dave. Check us out at betterdave.com. Email us at dave@betterdave.com. Or call in your comments, 888-563-3228. Now, here's your host, Dave Jackson.
Hello, 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 live from my hotel room here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is the final day of the New Media Expo, and I'm actually using an application called Boss Jock Studio. I'm actually recording this from my phone as I turn off the music, and it's pretty cool, but I wanted to kind of capture my thoughts on the New Media Expo 2013. Couple fun things. Well, number one, it has been 20 plus years since I have stepped foot in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, if you're not from the U.S., you've probably heard of Vegas. It's like our big gambling place. In fact, it's when the economy went in the tank, Las Vegas really took a hit because typically you spend your extra change, right? You spend your extra money. I don't understand the concept of extra money, but you spend your extra money in Las Vegas on your gambling. I personally did not gamble a single dime. I work way too hard to give my money to gambling. If I wanted to go Uber, like right wing nut job, I also, you know, the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of heaven, and God will basically ring your slot machine for you. So I'm not a huge fan of gambling. What's that guy's name? Dave Ramsey calls the lottery the stupid tax, and I think that's for a reason. But anyway, the last time I was in Las Vegas, they were trying to clean it up and make it family-friendly, which meant instead of having hookers on the street, you had illegal immigrant children passing out pamphlets for hookers. Because, of course, in Las Vegas, I believe it is legal to have prostitution. And the interesting thing, so that's I'm not a huge fan, because when I was here 20 years ago, and I'm looking to see if I have the same type of reaction, and that is when I get off the plane in Cleveland, which is where I'm from, the fact that there will be no ding 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 ding. I will just lose my mind. That to quote the immortal Simon and Garfunkel, the sound of silence is deafening. It was really, really noticeable. And I think the fact that I'm older, I like Vegas even less. I think I'm wiser. At least I hope I am. But it is interesting in the fact that when I walk through a casino, you picture the days of Bond, James Bond. And James Bond would go to the casino, and he would gamble, and he would win money. And there would be all sorts of rich people that were gambling because they were rich. And please, I'll take a martini, right? And I don't see that. I was so tempted to take a picture of this man. I came out of the elevator, I turn right, and I start to walk into the casino. And there's a guy sitting on a bar stool, and he's turned sideways. So he's actually taking up three bar stools, and he's leaning up against a slot machine, which is on his back, right? So, and he just, to me, he looks like he just had to watch someone decapitate his puppy. He's just, his eyes are red. He's got this deadpan stare, and I just was like, wow. And so immediately, I paint the world's worst story. I write his backstory, you know, about how he's lost his mortgage or whatever. But it was just, and then I walk along, and I see these older women, probably in their 60s, and they're alone. You're alone on a Monday night in Las Vegas, in a hotel, And you look bored beyond recognition. And here's the one thing that really, I hope I am so wrong with this, but at this point, when you're in your 60s, you've had kids, you've had grandkids, and really, you don't need anything. You've probably got about whatever you need, right? More or less. And I thought, is this what you have to do for jollies? Is let's see if I can throw my money, let's see if I can light my money on fire, you know? And the other thing was really different. I'm staying at this thing called the Gold Coast, and they allow smoking. And I forgot how, because I haven't played in a band, and even when I played in a band, you know, the clubs, the bars in Ohio are smoke-free. And I just forgot the stench of cigarette smells. That alone, really, when I walked in, I was like, ugh. It's like, wow, the joys of licking an ashtray. Very, very bizarre. And of course, the minute I got off the plane, by the time I made it to the baggage claim, right there by baggage claim, slot machines. In fact, let me pause this. Let's go down to the casino. All right, here is a strange little train twist here. I've lost my room key, so as I shut the door, I've now locked myself out of the hotel room, which is kind of different. So I'm going to go down and get a key. I've ripped apart my wallet. I've done all sorts of stuff. But that's the kind of things that is happening today. I'm just so sleep deprived. Not really. I mean, I am, so I'm not physically tired. My feet are kind of sore. But mentally, I'm doing weird stuff like that where I just cannot find my room key. And there's only really so many places that it could have been. But anyway, it's time to get on the elevator now. I'll go down to the lobby and give you a little sightseeing tour of the joys of Vegas. Still, again, recording this with the iPhone app. And we're back here. We're down on the lower level. Get ready for some noise. How's it going?
Great.
So you get a little radio action, you know, that's kind of cool. But now I'm into the casino. And so if I go over here to the right, I'm going to walk through, like, not a lot of noise here. It's the poker area. And this is really the big area, probably because of all the poker on the areas. The other thing that's really weird about the slot machines, which is where I'm walking through now, looking at tons of dirty ashtrays. It's weird. You forget just how it was. But, I'm looking over. It's the Dean Martin. Dean Martin? Seriously? Slot machine. I was at the other place. And here's one guy playing some sort of dice game by himself. If I wanted to, I could go upstairs and shoot some pool. I am now in the smack dab middle of slot machine world here. And they're all digital now. You know, there's no actual like arm that you pull. You just push a button, which I think is kind of like a rip. I want to, you know, at least, you know, get some exercise out of it instead of just pushing a button. But here's a woman with a walker. She's got her fur coat on. Okay, whatever. Here's one. Here's an old-fashioned one with a lever arm. And I'm trying to figure out how to say this without sounding racist at all. It's just an observation, but I'm going to say 80% of the people that I'm looking at are of Asian descent. So, for whatever reason, apparently these people still have money to gamble. And as I walk by, a girl carrying drinks with an extremely short dress and, of course, cleavage is passing out drinks. And I gotta go get my room key. But it's the other thing. It's like after a while, you're just kind of like, really? Seriously? Enough with the cleavage. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like boobs, but after a while, you're just like, can you just put those things away? Really? Seriously? All right, so we have the room key, situation. Yeah, as I walk by here, there's Superman, Elvis, Michael Jackson slots. Now, to me, when I think of gambling and Michael Jackson, I think that's what you do when you let him watch your kids. Ba-dum-bum. Right? But it's just the constant noise. And above the noise, of course, you have music. So if you're not enough, you know, there's a good example of one. So it's kind of weird. And again, there's just everybody that I'm looking at here is smoking, which is, again, kind of weird. It's just, you're just not used to it, you know. And here's another one person. It's not even like a couple of like a husband and wife playing slots together. It's single people. There's one guy and a beer. Here's another lady playing by herself. It's just, to me, I think that's kind of weird. But I'm hoping this microphone and the phone is giving you an idea of just the constant barrage of sensory overload. I look over now. It's the Jaguar Princess slot machine. And I'm walking back now. There is... I'm getting into more slots. And I actually... Yesterday, I was at the Rio for the thing. And now we got some sort of thumping music. Is this a live band? What do we got going on in here? Some sort of live band or something. So if I go over here, let's see what's going on. It is the showroom. Very loud. Yep. It's just a club. All right. And again, for whatever reason, lead singer doing a fine job. Asian descent. Don't know. So, again, but sensory overload. This is, again, in the Gold Coast. I didn't finish my story. I was in the Rio yesterday for the convention, and literally at one point could not find my way out. I'm just surrounded. Like, right now I'm in a giant room, nothing but row after row after row of slot machines, and, the Wizard of Oz slot machine? Come on, a John Wayne slot machine? You're a Godzilla? And there's nobody at the Godzilla one. An American Idol slot machine? It's just very weird. And again, you can just hear the noise. And of course, above all the slot machines, you can still look up and find a TV. So in the event you're not getting enough sensory overload from this. There we go. Yes, all right. Wheel of Fortune slot machines. Boy, I tell you, it's, I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and hit pause. We'll go back to the house. But there's also a lot of places to eat. The Pompeii slot machine. You know, it's very weird. We've got, Keno. Keno is an interesting game where basically you get a card, and from what I understand, you give somebody money for this card, and then you sit down, they draw a bunch of numbers, and they announce that you've lost. It's a very weird game, but and of course, there are there's no clocks in here, and about every 20 feet, there is an ATM. So... But here we go. Oh, this is a great sensory place here. Just got lots of slots, lots and slots. But it's weird. There's very few of them actually have the good old-fashioned pull-the-lever kind of thing. But there we go. So this is what you're missing in lovely Las Vegas. And the other thing that I thought was really kind of, I don't know, just depressing was at the Rio. I was gonna go to dinner as we walked by the band again. I was gonna go to dinner with a client of mine, and we couldn't find each other. So I'm walking around, and apparently the Rio has the Ice Girls. Now the Ice Girls are basically walking around in conservative, let's go that route, conservative lingerie, basically a bathing suit
with some, lace, I guess, over the bathing suit. So it actually looks sexier than it actually is. You know what I mean? But here's the thing that I didn't get. And these, of course, are the girls that are walking around handing out drinks. And they have to, apparently. They have this little table thing at the front by the registration. And you go up to these girls. Just all of a sudden, this music hits, the lights hit, and they just get up and dance. They do like this weird routine thing. And so part of me right there, I just feel bad because, I don't know, you're making a living by basically your TNA, right? You're just trying to, you know, look at my booty. And it's not even a stripping thing where guys are coming up and stuffing dollar bills down their garters. They're just, you know, shaking that ass, as the song goes, right? And I'm just like, well, that's kind of sad, you know, to just blatantly look at me kind of thing, right? So I thought that was kind of odd. That was the first part of that I felt bad about. And we're back in the elevator now. But that was the first thing that was driving me crazy. The second part that I just found equally disturbing was the fact that nobody was looking at her. And when she got done with her little dance, nobody clapped. And I thought, I wonder which one causes more, and I'm assuming, social scars. Like, which one is more of a blow to your ego? The fact that, what do you do for a living? Well, I serve drinks to drunk people who are, gambling, and then about every 20 minutes I have to stand on a table and shake my butt. You know, is that more degrading? Or the fact that when you get done shaking your butt, nobody claps. Nobody's looking at you, and you are completely 100% ignored. And I was like, man, that's just gotta suck. Because I've been there, right? Not dancing on a table, but I've been the performer. I've been the live jukebox as a musician, where you get done and nobody's paying attention to you. They're watching my favorite is when you're doing a ripping solo on your guitar, and you hear the people that are watching you start clapping, and they're really getting into it, and you're like, yeah, and you turn around and you see that on the TV set behind you, somebody has scored a touchdown, and they're really not paying attention to you at all. So that I found rather depressing. So I turn around and I hear this music and the lights, and I turn around and I see this young woman shaking her butt, for lack of a better phrase. Not quite as, I don't know, it was just disturbing, basically. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that I have stepdaughters. You know, in the words of, the immortal words of Chris Rock, you know, your goal when you are a father of, who has daughters, your goal is mission number one, is to keep your baby off the pole. And I just thought, and then of course, here again, I paint in this backstory where I wonder if her dream is to be a Rockette. And she's just telling herself, I'm paying my dues here, you know, working in the Rio in Las Vegas. So I don't know. It just, I felt dirty the minute I got off the plane. Just going in from to the baggage area, the advertisements were just, again, massive amounts of cleavage and guys with six packs, and just, I was like, wow. And of course, you know, the nickname for Las Vegas is Sin City, but I was just like, really? And I guess I shouldn't have been surprised. It hasn't changed a whole lot. And part of me feels like a prude, but when you're walking to, you're driving into the city or whatever, you're driving to your hotel, you're taking a cab from the airport, and one of the billboards as you're coming out of the airport was for some sort of Asian massage place, right? And it says, always a happy ending. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. I don't know. It was just very, very weird for me, at least. And I was just, I don't know. And this is when I arrived.
So am I going to be happy to leave tomorrow? Yeah. Yeah. Number one, I miss my wife terribly, because when you're 3 hours behind the rest of the world, you know, and all of a sudden you look down and you go, oh, wow, it's 8 o'clock. I should call my wife. And then it dawns on you, it's 11 o'clock where she is. And in the morning when I wake up, she's already at work. It's just, so we haven't really had a whole lot of chance to get any kind of phone conversations in. So it's been, I'll be very happy to get home very late tomorrow, but nonetheless, just to touch her would be nice, you know, that kind of thing. So that's my thoughts on Vegas. I don't know. It's a very weird place. And if it was 20 years before I came back again, I don't know that that would be such a bad thing. So that is going to do it for this episode using my iPhone. I have a new iPhone. I'm actually an Apple fanboy now. I have an iPhone. And so I thought I would try this out. I know it doesn't sound as good if I was back in the studio with my real mic, but thought I would give it a shot with this. So thank you so much for tuning in. Our website is betterdave.com. You can email me, Dave at betterdave.com, and call in your comments, 888-563-3228. Happy New Year to everybody, and hang in there, because it's going to get better. God bless. All right. Here's a little King's X. If you like what you hear, then